This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
One man's misfortune is another man's opportunity. A guy like Roman Wilson, for example, who has been working extremely hard and growing throughout the course of this thing, but had his role reduced in recent weeks, man. I'm excited what this opportunity might mean for him to display growth in the midst of the time where he hadn't been participating, to show his professionalism and his readiness and how he's been sharpening his sword for battle in the ranks. Why he hadn't been playing, for example. And so I just think that's always the lens in which I see it, whether it's discipline in nature or injury related. You can waste a lot of time pining for those that you don't have. As a leader, I think it's my job to work and prepare those that I do have and position them to live out their dreams and be positive contributors to a winning effort.
All right, classic Mike Tomlin trying to find the positives in this DK Metcalf suspension as far as it goes and pertains to how it affects the team on the field, and this is now a new opportunity for Roman Wilson, says Tomlin, to get back out there, and he has taken his benching in a positive manner, it sounds like, and Mike's trying to gas him up with the likelihood that DK Metcalf is going to miss time with this suspension. The appeal has happened, is my understanding, and now we're just waiting on a ruling from the NFL.
But to be very clear, Goodell hands out the suspension and likely either he or one of his people hears the appeal.
One of his minions, yes.
It's so not basically someone... it's you get a 2-game suspension. All right, I've had time to think about it. Maybe I'll make it 1 game.
The scuttlebutt from people around the Steelers here at 4 o'clock the day after the suspension came down is that it is going to get reduced. That's the sentiment right now. And I don't think they feel like it'll get reduced down to nothing. But I think their, I don't even want to say hope. I think their expectation is that it goes from 2-1. And Starkey brought this up, and I don't know if he found this on his own or if one of his birdies brought it to his attention. But I've heard it's absolutely part of their defense, which is this incident that happened in Philadelphia in 2023, where similar situation, a fan was making, in this case, the allegation was the fan wasn't saying anything racially inappropriate or anything like that, but was like making threats to players, Bills players. It was an Eagles-Bills game in Philly, and Eagles fans were doing what they're wont to do. They were acting like jerks. This one in particular was really crossing the line.
Okay.
And during the game, it got so bad that Shaq Lawson at the time decided to go over and take matters into his own hands. And there's video of it. I posted it to my Twitter of him shoving a fan. I had forgotten about this. Joe brought it up on the show today at 10. And the Steelers knew about it, that this had happened. There was no discipline from the NFL at all. No suspension, no fine. The Bills fined him, which is interesting. Team fines are tough because, I don't know, like I think it's a little bit trickier, more complicated with the CBA. I would think that the team says, no, we'll handle it here. We'll take it out of the league's hands and we'll do it. Wasn't suspended, wasn't sat down, just had some money taken out of his pocket for it.
Now, it was credible, though, that Eagles fans were making threats. Like, there was proof that they were doing it, right? Or no?
No.
So there was not proof. It's just the Bills players are saying they were making threats.
Yes. And same thing where if you watch the video, it looks like the fan went to the game with the explicit intent to goad players and rattle them and get under their skin. And it worked. And he got excited about it. Like, he got a rise out of it. Like, he was the instigator and was proud of himself for having players come over to him and actually confront him.
It's an achievement to him.
Yep.
I would think
that, which is very similar to what went on with this guy in Detroit.
I would have thought that at least, maybe it wouldn't have held up as a great defense because the NFL would always want, like, the precedent of the Shaq Lawson thing that you're describing here. I would have thought, though, that if, like, Metcalf was going to fashion a defense for himself to get this knocked down either by one game or altogether, he would say, please take note of what the person did basically immediately before, immediately after, and then further after the incident.
I think so.
Like, that would be my main defense. Like, I might even go in there and throw myself at the mercy of Roger Goodell and basically say, if I were Metcalf, I'd say, listen, I overreacted. I shouldn't have gone over there. And in nicer words than this, look at this jackass.
I think the Steelers, let me retract that. I'm not going to put words in their mouth on this one. This is me kind of trying to, like, predict how they feel about things. I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers felt like, if CBS doesn't show this on TV and it's just like something that spreads on social media from a fan shooting a video and other fans doing it and it going viral that way. And if this wasn't in a game that was played at 4:25 in front of everybody, if this is just part of the 1 o'clock menu, mm-hmm. and it's a game that not a lot of people are watching, and then here comes a video of DK Metcalf getting into it with a fan. I wonder if the Steelers think the punishment, the initial suspension or punishment, would have been more lenient. The fact that most eyes were on this game late Sunday afternoon, CBS made such a tremendous deal about it. They came back from break.
Nance did his, like, very special announcement voice of, like, sober.
We got something bad here.
Like, yeah. And, oh, wow, Jim.
And
oh,
then Tony,
man.
This is going to rattle him and throw him off his game.
Reacting like a golden retriever.
And it became the story from that game for a while. Tracy Wolfson doing reporting on the sidelines.
I kind of get it because, like, it's a big story and they're telling it. But, like, yeah, if their cameras don't get it, if it's just a run-of-the-mill game at 1 o'clock, I do wonder. Because I think in those social media situations, I don't know. Like, you might get, like, a fine or the NFL might say it got on our radar. But the fact that it got broadcast to this big audience means you know what it really means? The league can't, like, ignore it. Right?
Yep.
Once they put it on TV, millions of people saw it, as opposed to, like, the way things spread on social media, you can almost say, well, it's on Twitter. Who's really seen that so far?
And I think that's what happened with the Eagles-Bills thing. It just happened. Some fans saw it. Some fans posted it. And the NFL was able to kind of slip it under the rug.
Yeah, I think that
you can't do this. It's also with a pretty prominent player. I mean, Shaq Lawson, I think, was a first-round pick, but he's no star. DK Metcalf is one of the five highest paid wide receivers in the entire NFL. He's the number one wide receiver on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I think in that respect, like, it hurts him too. Like, sometimes I think stars get preferential treatment. I think in this case, he's a big enough name where the NFL might try to make an example out of him. I think they did make an example out of him by giving him a two-game suspension.
I think it's probably going to end up being one. I don't think it's going to get knocked all the way down. I actually think the caller who called in and said, would you guys really put it past the NFL to make sure he's back in the event that Week 18 matters, is right. I do. And I still think the Steelers, to the other point we've been bringing up, there's a lot of angles to this that people have obviously chimed in on, and is the contract language that would void his guarantees for something like this. I tend to think that for the most part with that stuff, other than maybe the injury guarantee, which you said is 2 years down the road, I want to say.
Yeah, it's 2027. His 2027 salary would be fully guaranteed if he got hurt next year, but they could void that.
Right. The only definitively guaranteed stuff at the start was the first 2 years, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So I think other than maybe that, which they might void for business reasons, Pony, I don't think the Steelers internally are going to like uphold this to the letter and like be more punitive to him.
Donnie, is there any part of you that feels bad for DK Metcalf? Is there any part of you that's like, man, this is like a lot for him to deal with, and it happened because some guy showed up at a game deciding to be a complete jackass?
No, I mean, because it is something that players have to deal with. I mean, geez, like we even have to deal with it to some degree. I mean, like some of the stuff that people say to us is like way too venomous for any given situation, and you kind of just have to laugh it off.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Or it all together.
So here's where I come down. Do I ultimately feel any kind of bad for him? No. Because Donnie's right. Like, we all get stuff said to us. Not like usually. We're not like on location doing shows where people are dog cussing us. But probably this week alone, we've all had things said to us that are like probably today even. People airing their grievances on Festivus that are nasty. Here is something that I know some people don't want to hear. He is making $31 million a year.
Yep.
To me, you're making that kind of money. It should be a little easier, especially when what got him to go over there was just like your run-of-the-mill taunting, to ignore that. You know why? Because you're making $31 million a year, and this is the highlight of that guy's year that he got under your skin.
Sounds like it's going to end up being his life, maybe.
Well, because if he gets paid off of it, it's going to like legitimately offer material...
Yeah.
You know, like creature comforts to this guy.
There's not a
real... So I can't feel bad for Metcalf.
There's not a sympathetic figure in this situation. He doesn't come off at all as likable.
DK comes off like a hothead, and the guy in the crowd comes off like truly one of the bigger loser mindset guys I've ever seen. You're 45 years old. This is what you're doing.
One listener asks if Metcalf might have the suspension upheld if the NFL finds that he lied about the racial slur and the comment about his mom. I would say no, because Ja'Marr Chase clearly lied about the spitting, and he only got one game. There wasn't any extra discipline added on to that because he was dishonest about it.
I think the NFL might look at the fact that if DK cannot furnish proof that what he claims the guy said was actually said, I think the league could easily look at it as the guy himself will be able to take Metcalf to the cleaners on that one.
For a defamation or something like
that. Yeah, or just like as part of a civil suit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Wrap it all the way.
Yeah,
into
I don't
that.
Think there's any criminal charges coming here. This is all going to be, this is all no, for this guy to get a payday.
To be pretty clear here, the thing that the law firm released yesterday was pretty obviously like civil in nature. I had people who actually are lawyers tell me that.
Yeah, it was a shot across the bow. Like, here we come. Get ready.
Yeah, by the way, you know, batten down the hatches. It would have been very difficult, I was also told, and this is also kind of a common sense thing, too, if you think about it, for this fan, Ryan Kennedy, I think it is, to get the Detroit Police Department to press charges, because you'd have to prove some sort of injurious behavior, like, you know, right? You have to prove an injury, like, he assaulted me, look, I'm hurt, my eye, I have a black eye. The guy's up there cheerleading along saying, look at me, I helped the Detroit
Lions,
was
the goal, baby.
Yeah, like, you're not going to get the police to press charges, they're probably going to laugh at you.
It's funny because he didn't help the Lions.
No, they
didn't.
And you know what? Metcalf converted a 1st and 20 with a nice back shoulder play.
He didn't
later.
Get ejected from that game, and your team lost, pal. So, Merry Christmas.
You know what? It is a small consolation that I bet you the Lions losing that game was worse for him than getting like shoved briefly.
You know who's big on this guy getting his ass kicked? John Stagerwald keeps posting stuff about it. Like, man, I would have loved to have seen that guy get punched in the teeth, basically.
Well, that guy is probably like the trifecta of things John, we know, hates. Grown men wearing jerseys or any kind of like pretty hardcore team apparel. The guy painted his hair Lions Honolulu blue.
Painted his chest.
Made it all about me, me, me. John is literally wrote a book called Just Watch the Game. So that guy was violating most of the John Steigerwald commandments, I believe.
Here is Devin on the fan. Hello, Devin.
It's Kevin. Sorry.
Kevin, what's up, Kevin?
Just a couple things. You might have touched on this. Is this guy a Detroit fan or is he a Seattle fan? Because they said that...
No, he's a Lions fan.
Seattle played Detroit. Seattle played Detroit last year in Detroit.
Oh, okay. So he had the same... Okay, I misunderstood that. Because that makes it even worse. If he went over there... Almost instigated. You know this guy's an idiot.
Well, that's like the worst part. Like, I think for Metcalf, the fact that the guy was known to him and he should have been able to, like, realize, hey, this guy's just here to troll me, that's where I think, like, you really got to step back and be like, why am I even coming close to this situation right now?
Exactly. And I'm the youngest of 11, Mosey, too. From
You're
the
youngest. Okay,
what?
So was it, hold on, was I right to say it's way better to be the youngest of 11?
Man, youngest of 11.
No, Doc. They got all the beatings out of the way. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. They got all the beatings out of the way.
What? My parents' arms were too tired from delivering spankings?
Here's Dave next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Same.
The question I have is here, if you get a game, or even if it's one game suspension, we weren't going to play, and if we win, we weren't going to play him anyway. So, in the NFL's eyes, it probably could reduce it down just to one, because they already know the Steelers are not going to play him on the last one. I don't know if that's their actual thinking. And the other question I have is, if the Ravens lose to the Green Bay, it wouldn't matter anyway. We technically could rest for 2 weeks.
Correct.
Am I correct?
Yep, that's right. That's
okay,
right.
Well, I think they might bring it down to a game. But other than that, I like the Steelers in the first round of the playoffs, and that's about it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't really think... Kabali texted me, and I hope he doesn't mind that I'm sharing this on the air, but he made a good point, believe it or not, in a text he sent me. He said, could you imagine what people would be saying about Tomlin right now had the Steelers lost that game and Metcalf got suspended for that interaction with the fan? And I think he's right. I think most of the people calling into our show would say, here goes Tomlin again, losing control, players run amok, players walk all over him, not a disciplinarian, players coach. It doesn't matter. We jettison George Pickens. We move on from Deontay Johnson. We say sayonara to Antonio Brown. The more things change, the more they stay the same with him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is a great example of winning is the best deodorant. Because if they had lost that game and they were in a more perilous playoff situation, all those old tropes and things about Mike as an overrated coach would have been on full display.
And in Metcalf's case, it wouldn't have been a situation where Mike drafted the player. You would have seen him largely, you would have had a body of work for Metcalf where he never like got into anything really like this. And then under Tomlin's watch, he did. By the way, to extend that out, assuming the Steelers do get into the playoffs here, either by winning Sunday or by the Packers winning Saturday, and then they win a playoff game and Metcalf like has 100-plus yards and a touchdown, I can assure you, no one will give a rat's ass that he did this.
No, the fan in Detroit turns into the bad guy. He turns into the
weasel. If anything, he turns into the guy that like sparked the Steelers
that
on possibly
too.
A playoff run.
Yeah, he got
lit a fire under DK Metcalf.
Good point.
I'll tell you why I really hate that fan. If this full suspension gets upheld, my black and gold auction house receiving total has no chance. It's dead.
I really thought you guys would agree with my take that he looks like Pittsburgh dad with dyed hair. I really thought I had something
there. The Pittsburgh dad guy has short hair, and in that one where he's got his actual blue hair, it's slicked back like it.
But the glasses and face, Chris, with the beard.
There's a little bit of it, but the hair just makes it very tough to visualize that part. Lennox got his hair cut for the first time, like, you know, he had the long drummer hair, and then he finally got it cut, like, just regular short. It made a huge difference in how he looked. It's, like, very hard to unimagine somebody or imagine them with very short hair when the guy's got the slick hair.
This guy thinks he's such a big deal. And it really pisses me off that he probably is about to get the payday of a lifetime out of this whole thing.
I'm telling you, man, it's very bad that he is almost certainly going to come out of this with some sort of settlement. And then he'll probably like ask DK to sign a jersey for him so he can burn it on like social media.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.